Americans by Virginia Hall's specialty is breaking French resistors out of Nazi internment camps. And when she becomes one of Hitler's most wanted, Virginia has to secretly organize her most difficult escape ever, her own. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Raised among Baltimore's upper crust, Virginia Hall rejects the posh life of a lady of high society and ends up being the kind of lady who wears snakes as bracelets and shoots off her own leg in a hunting accident. Not kidding. Those weren't two wacky happenings I made up to make her look extra gritty. After losing her leg from the knee down, Virginia gets a wooden prosthetic leg and names it Cuthbert and picks up right where she left off. After the American glass ceiling stalls her career as a foreign diplomat over and over, she ends up meeting a British intelligence officer and falling in with the British World War II spy agency, the SOE. And in 1941, she becomes their first woman operative in Nazi-occupied France. Fluent in French, Italian, and German, Virginia goes on to aid the French resistance, providing valuable info to the Allies and even breaking resistors out of jail. After a dozen male spies are captured and thrown in a French internment camp, in July of 1942, Virginia breaks them out and helps them escape to Spain. She orchestrated one of World War II's biggest prison breaks and becomes an SOE hero. But by fall of 1942, she's not only getting attention from the SOE. The Nazis send in an SS captain nicknamed the Butcher of Lyon to kill her. The butcher's as bad as he sounds, and he's putting up wanted posters with "the enemy's most dangerous spy, we must find and destroy her," typed under a drawing of Virginia's face. The Nazis don't know her name because Virginia uses aliases, but they do know she walks with a limp thanks to Cuthbert. Unlike today's prostheses, Cuthbert is 7 pounds of solid wood. Wearing it, Virginia can't run and she certainly can't hide. But she can try to sneak out of France. There's an American embassy in neutral Barcelona, Spain, and Virginia knows she can take refuge there. On November 8, 1942, Virginia dons a disguise and takes the last train out of Lyon to the France-Spain border. The Nazis have blocked all trains, boats, and planes out of France, so Virginia's only way out is to hike to the Pyrenees Mountains in November on a wooden leg. The Nazis are fairly confident no one is going to be hiking 5,000 feet of elevation in November, but still, they've posted guards up in the mountains just in case. In November 1942, Virginia and Cuthbert begin the 50-mile trek through the Pyrenees. Avoiding the main trails, Virginia limps through deep snow. As she drags Cuthbert along, the wood chafes her skin. Each step is painful, and Virginia does her best to avoid leaving a trail of blood in the snow. If bleeding wasn't bad enough, she faces freezing winds, the risk of massive ice seracs slipping off the glaciers and crushing her, and being gunned down by Nazi border guards. Virginia doesn't stop moving, hiking as fast as she can, keeping up with her guide and fellow escapees. They all make it over the border into Spain, and then they are immediately captured. The Spanish Civil Guard have no idea Virginia's a spy, but they do know she's an undocumented immigrant, so they throw her in jail. Luckily, Virginia is a jailbreak pro. She befriends her cellmate, and when that woman is released, she takes a coded message from Virginia to the American consulate. Within a few weeks, the Americans claim Virginia and she is released. So what does Virginia do next? She goes right back to spying. She has her wooden leg modified into a crossbow and uses it to assassinate various Nazi leaders. Okay, maybe she doesn't do that. Maybe her life wasn't exactly a Tarantino movie, but it was close. She does go back to spying. The SOE can't use her in France anymore because the Nazis know what she looks like, so Virginia now works for the American OSS, precursor to the CIA. There, she continues to flirt with danger, go on secret missions, help win World War II, and spend another 2 decades in the spy game. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows. all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found the book A Woman of No Importance, The Untold Story of the American Spy Who Helped Win World War II by Sonia Purnell, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.